The Pop Culture Show is here.
Let's a go!
Turn down for what?
Good evening. The lovely Jess Glynn there with a Don't Be So Hard On Yourself. How you doing? You all right? You good? Brilliant. Welcome back to the second edition of the Pop Culture Show. And this week's theme is movies and, of course, Comic-Con. Because this weekend, Friday to Sunday, is the biggest modern pop culture event in the UK. And yes, it's in London. I'm really excited to announce that there will be a really, really special panel this year at Comic-Con. It's only going to be Sherlock. While we're on the topic of soundtracks, this next one only made it famous because Freddie Mercury wouldn't let Sylvester Stallone use the song Another One Bites the Dust for his film's Rocky. Instead, he turned to Survivor and made Eye of the Tiger one of the most famous soundtracks of all time. Now, you must have heard about this new James Bond film. If you haven't, well, where on earth have you been? It's being released this October, and it was announced a couple of months ago who was going to be preparing the soundtrack for the new 007 movie. If you've been away or you've just totally missed it, then I'll let you know in just a few moments. But first, let's look back at some of the artists who have been involved in 007. Most recently was Adele in 2012 with Skyfall, Madonna in 2002 with Die Another Day, with GoldenEye's 1995 it was Tina Turner, Duran Duran in 1985 with A View to Kill, Lulu, yep, that shouty woman, in 1974 with The Man with the Golden Gun. And it goes on and on and on, if I'm honest, but Shirley Bassey is a quick fact for you. She wrote three theme tunes for 007. They included 1964's Goldfinger, 1971's Diamonds Are Forever, and 1979's Moonraker. Here's a quick reminder of Shirley Bassey's tracks if you haven't got a clue who on earth she is.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch.
Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it. Touch it, stroke it and then dress it. You.
Okay, quick bit of engagement now. I want to see who knows their Harry Potter films. So, which Harry Potter film was this next track from? Get onto Twitter, hashtag smokepopculture to enter. I'll reveal it at the end of the show. Another one to keep you on your toes. Which Disney film is this next track from? What a fantastic piece of work there. Toy Story 3 soundtrack. by Randy Newman. If you haven't heard of him or haven't looked him up, do so. Get on YouTube and find a little bit of Randy Newman. He has done so much great stuff. Right, so have you guessed it? Which film was the previous track from? Which Disney film was it? You got it. It was the Disney's Lion King. Big well done to Hannah from the Cavendish campus. Whee! Big well done to Kelvin. He got it from IT Vet. Big well done. Right, next up is the official single for one of Disney's most popular films ever. This film has made a staggering $1 billion from the box office alone. Not to mention the merchandise, of course. From the film Frozen, this is Let It Go by Demi Lovato.
Let it go.
Right, a tune featured in the new San Andreas film now. This is Taylor Swift with Style. Personal favourite of mine there, Taylor Swift. Don't you just love her? Yeah. Anyway, this is The Weeknd with Earned It. It's a soundtrack from 50 Shades of Grey. Right, back to Comic-Con now. So if you're attending this weekend, come and say hi, because I'll be covering the events on Friday and Saturday. My job is to collect the thoughts on the day to publish on the very popular site Audio Boom. So if you haven't checked us out already, check us out at audioboom.com. So a little bit about the event if you've never attended a Comic-Con. It is the biggest modern pop culture event in the UK. Yes, and it's here in London. It focuses on film, cult television, gaming, anime and comics. So it's so varied. Come on down, come and see it. It tends to attract really high profile guests. So if you love celebrities and you want some signatures, if you want some photos and selfies, you can meet guests like Simon Pegg, John Barrowman, Mike Tyson. They've all attended in the past. So who knows who will be down there. You can pick up a ticket for as little as £15. So all you've got to do is Google Comic-Con London for more details. Unfortunately, we are coming to the end of the show, but we can't theme a show on films and not talk about the new Star Wars film coming to cinemas this December. The exact date, for those of you who aren't counting down those days, is the 8th. And have you pre-booked? That's what I want to know. Are you concerned that Disney might ruin it altogether? Get on Twitter, hashtag smokepopculture, and let me know. So, the new film is called The Force Awakens, and it stars Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher. To be honest, I can't wait. I've pre-booked. I'm ready. I want to know if you are. Hashtag SmokePopCulture on Twitter. Let me know.